the ninth inning. The Thunderbolts lead 7-0 against the Lake Erie Crushers, and Tyson Corley is back on the mound trying to do what only one other Thunderbolt pitcher has ever done. His first pitch of the inning is flown out to left field, foul and out of play. 0-1 on J.C. Figueroa. The Crushers are hitless through eight innings. The only Windy City pitcher ever with a no-hitter on his resume is Isaac Hess, who no-hit the Midwest Sliders back on August 5th of 20-08. Figueroa grounds to third. Weaver bobbles it, gathers control, throws to first in time. Weaver's heart was probably beating a mile a minute there, but he gets the play at first base just barely. A nice play by Weaver, one down as Figueroa drops to 0 for 4 in the game. Tyson Corley has three walks through 8 1/3. He has struck out 8 in what has arguably been the best performance in Windy City Thunderbolts history. Still two outs to go, but through 8 1/3 innings. If he doesn't face another batter, this is one of the great performances ever in a Thunderbolts uniform. Bowman is 0 for 3. He's grounded out twice and struck out. And he takes strike one on a fastball from Corley. The radar gun is off tonight, but Corley seems to have a little extra zip on his fastball over the last couple of innings. Unscientific on that, but it's just to the naked eye. Ball down low, 1-1, and I'm sure the adrenaline is flowing in Tyson Corley right now. Never a starter in his professional career prior to this year. Swing and a miss, 1-2. He had started 5 career games in rookie ball 6 years ago. He began this year as the Thunderbolts closer. This is his 12th start of the season. He's two outs from history. Popped up, right side, foul ground. Cuneo chases to the bullpen. Gilman on the run as well. Nobody can get to it. It lands out of play, off down the right field line. Still 1-2 on Daniel Bowman. An intimate crowd tonight, but they're getting into it right now. 1-2 on Bowman. Jason Taylor on deck. One out in the ninth inning. The Thunderbolts have 13 hits tonight to the Crushers' 0. And Windy City leads 7-0. They've been in front ever since the first inning. 1-2. Check swing. He went around. Strike 3. Eric Turngren called it at the plate. Strikeout number 9 for Tyson Corley. And we're one out away. Entering this game tonight, this was one of the biggest games of the season for the Thunderbolts. The storyline was Windy City is one game out of the playoffs. Well, that's still pretty important. But the storyline has shifted a little bit. Tyson Corley is the headline right now. Jason Taylor is 0 for 2 with a fly out to center, a pop out to second base, and a walk. First pitch from Corley to Taylor. Strike one over the outside corner. Taylor hit the ball back in the first inning, maybe as hard as any Crusher has all night. He's given Corley some problems tonight. Ball low, 1-1. Maybe more than anybody else with that deep fly out and a walk back in the fourth. Corley hasn't had to sweat much tonight. The 1-1. Taps foul, it's 1-2. Only three men have reached base. All on walks. Brian Erie in the sixth inning was the only guy to get to second base. Corley with a 1-2 count on Jason Taylor. Into the windup. Here's the pitch. Check swing. He did not go around. Brandon Pearl had jumped out onto the field in celebration. The crowd had already let out a cheer, and Taylor was able to hold himself up. We'll go on. 2-2 on Taylor. Back to the windup. Corley's pitch. Ground ball back to the pitcher's mound. Corley gloves it. He throws to first, and he's done it. The second no-hitter in Thunderbolts history. Tyson Corley defeats the Lake Erie Crushers 7-0, and he's being mobbed at first base. A big, big win for the Thunderbolts, and an even bigger moment in the career and the life of Tyson Corley. Windy City wins 7-0 over the Lake Erie Crushers, and Corley picks up the second no-hitter ever for the Windy City Thunderbolts. Isaac Hess did it 4 years ago. And now Corley has written his name into Thunderbolts lore. Three walks, nine strikeouts. Only one man ever made it beyond first base. And a masterful performance, one of the best that's been seen in the Frontier League in many years. Corley picks up the first no-hitter in the Frontier League in 2012. The last man to throw a no-no was Andrew Moss, who did it against, you guessed it, the Lake Erie Crushers. Last season, Andrew Moss pitching for the Joliet Slammers did it on July 27th. And now it's Corley's turn in the spotlight. A great moment for the Thunderbolts tonight. And with the win, looking at the big picture, they remain one game out of the playoffs with five to play. Let's see if this can spur them on to greater things over the final week. Congratulations to Tyson Corley. We'll take a break. The Thunderbolts postgame show is coming up next. You're listening to Windy City Baseball on WXAV.